This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Big giant snowstorm aside, and we are going to get to that later, by the way. But snowstorm aside, here in the land of business and the economy, it has been, I think you could safely say, quite a week. So, 5 days to talk about, 5 minutes of live radio in which to do it. Ready, go. Lynette Lopez is with Business Insider. David Gura is at Bloomberg. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, so the clock's ticking here, girl. I want you to look back on the last 5 days and tell me what is the one thing that either has you worried or most stuck with you.
China.
Is your name Gura? Come on.
Go ahead. I'll jump in.
China. No. We're going to flow free today. All right. There's a lot to talk about. We've seen stocks go wild.
Yep.
We know the junk bond market is going crazy as well.
Bananas.
Still crazy outflows. Bananas. China, we're like, hey, can you guys reform already so you're just not bleeding industries over the place and losing money? And they're like, we'll get around to it. And everybody's just like waving their hands in front of their faces.
She's literally waving her hands.
I'm doing it.
Beauty of radio. All right, Gura, take us back to rationality here. What are you what are you most worried about? Because Lynette's going to get her moment in a minute. I'm going to come back to the China thing. But I want to know what sticks with you.
Yeah, you know, well, the volatility was crazy before we started talking. We were both exhaling in tandem after this week. I mean, we saw markets really take a dive and come back up. So, you know, if I'm worried about anything, I guess I would say China as well. I'll jump on that.
Wow,
bandwagon.
All right,
but
we got some
intel on that this week. We heard from China's vice president. He was saying that the government is going to intervene more to sort of stave off more speculation. So maybe some better good feelings about that.
So, Lynette, is it that you don't think they know what they're doing over there or that there will be contagion? Because those are two different things.
I think that it's both. I think that no one knows what China is doing. And Christine Lagarde and Gary Cohn,
they can't say what they're doing.
They've always said, hey, can you guys give us a heads up? And China's like, we don't really operate like that. We just can't do what we want. So, you know, I think that there's a sense that no one knows how this is being managed. There's definitely a sense of contagion. And I think all of that comes from the fact that the yuan is now in play. China has pulled all the levers that it can to ease its economy, to keep money flowing. And now it's like, all right, now we have to mess with the currency, or rather, you know, make sure that the currency is where we want it so that we can continue our operations and reforms as we see fit.
All right, David, let me take you to oil, which a lot of people were talking about as being responsible for some of the volatility this week. Oil actually up like 9% today. I'm not going to ask you whether we've hit a bottom, but do you think we can safely now move past the worst of it?
Well, in effect, you're asking me if we've hit a bottom.
Well, I sort of am, actually.
That's
true.
But,
so answer the bottom question.
You know, I've been talking to people about this all week. I think that we're getting close, and we haven't brought up Davos yet, and obviously
we had Chinese going to Davos.
I think that we did see some movement there in large part because we had indications from Mario Draghi yesterday
from the ECB, indicating
that there's going to be some more monetary policy stimulus, and there are people now thinking that's going to happen in Japan as well. So some more confidence restored to the oil market. I think people are desperate. A lot of people are desperate for the oil market to go up, and we had the sanctions lifted on Iran last weekend. News today that they'd brokered a deal with a Greek petroleum company. Yep. So they're starting to put their oil into the global market a bit.
But these are all supply-side solutions, and we're not talking about demand-side solutions. And that's
still have a lot of oil hanging around.
How do we get people to consume more? China's already like, hands up, we're not doing it.
We've got a snowstorm
coming. We've got a snow. I'm not leaving my house.
And it's not even snowing in New York yet. All right.
I've gotten all the essentials for New York City, which is vodka, and also vodka.
But that's a whole different show. All right.
Different
we have 20 seconds left. I'm putting you guys on the clock. It's the return of what is Janet Yellen thinking? Five words or less. Gura, ready, go.
Five words or less. Did we make a mistake?
Did we make a mistake? Ooh, all right. Because they meet next week. Lynette, up to you. You get the last five words.
Can I catch a break?
Six words.
You guys are, can I catch a break? That's five.
Okay,
that's
sorry.
That's five. David Gura at Bloomberg, even
Gura's
though he
never
can't
been
count,
on let, with me before. Let, he doesn't know how I
Lynette
do it.
Lynette Lopez at Business Insider. Have a good weekend, you guys.
Thank you, Kai.
All right, be
Bye,
good.
Kai.
On Wall Street today, what goes down must come up or something like that. We'll have the details. We should have those guys on every week when we do the numbers.